The Internet's number one talk station. Number one talk station. VoiceAmerica.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. In the next hour, Dr. Pat showcases some of the world's most influential people in the fields of health, wellness, and human potential. Get ready to live life full out. Here's your host, Dr. Pat Basile.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm your host, Dr. Pat Basile, joining you here today because this is a glorious day. We got a great show for you. I hope those of you that are out there understand that every once in a while we get to meet people, and the people that we meet, some of them are completely extraordinary. They do things that most of us wish we could do. They're given amazing gifts, and yet they would tell you that everyone has these gifts. But some days they show up, and in the way they help others, it really pulls them out of the pack, so to speak, and puts them in the category of ordinary people doing extraordinary things. That's my guest today. Linda Dickinson is joining me here. She's known as the Empowerment Psychic Medium. And the reason she's known as that is because her gift is one of both having such exquisite intuition and amazing insight, as well as being an extraordinary coach. And so it's not a surprise that Linda Dickinson is blowing the doors off of talk radio. Whenever she is on a show and we open up those phone lines, you could rest assured that they get filled. And I want to just say to everyone that she shares a special message, a message she calls living your life to the max. Unlike traditional psychic mediums, she provides answers to specific questions. And this is one of those shows today where we get to chat with her about a question that many of us have. Why do some people carve their way through life in the ebb and flow of absolute abundance, and others carve their way through life and never seem to get it together? Well, I think Linda's going to talk about her attitudes. And I know for myself, I've had a little bit going on with that throughout my life. Your attitude, it's up to you. Linda, welcome to the Dr. Pat Show.
Well, thank you very much. I'm pleased to be with you again on your show, Dr. Pat. Can't wait to talk about our attitudes.
Well, let's talk about the tude right away.
Well, first of all, let's just define it. Basically, Attitude is a position of the body or a manner of carrying oneself. So it's your state of mind. And have you ever met or seen someone who mopes around? I mean, you know what their attitude is. Their shoulders are sort of slumped, and their head's usually down a little bit. Their eyes are a bit droopy, and their face looks a bit sad. They're in the poor me attitude. Something happened to me, it's not fair, and I'm stuck. And having that attitude only brings you more of that same attitude and people mistreating you again and again. And so I would like to teach people how to snap out of it, get out of it, and learn that holding yourself in a different manner, even physically, allows more of our God energy to flow to and through us and make amazing changes in our life.
Well, and you know, I like what you said because, you know, this is a show about snapping out of it. And yet we think we can't. We think we get stuck and we just don't know how to get unstuck. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of like, oh man, I can't get out of this. What are you talking about? That Linda Dickinson again. Here she comes.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're going to talk about how we can help folks snap out of it. I don't know about you, but I've had times in my life where I've been pretty crusty. I mean, I did create crust busting, and that did come from me. So I get it.
You do get it, and I get it. Oh, I had many times, especially earlier in, like, my teens. Man, I could imagine people weren't saying snap out of it to me. I don't know. They must have left me alone because I was so crabby. Maybe that was it, you know. But the fact is, when you come to the realization of how important it is, what your attitude is what's coming to you, and you learn that it no longer serves a purpose in your life to be that way, you can change anything you want in your life. It's amazing. It feels like miracles when, in fact, it's just how the universe works.
What is the relationship to attitude and manifestation?
Well, believe it or not, when we open our eyes and are looking around in our reality. What we are seeing is basically the balance of our attitude that we've been holding. That's powerful. That's profound. The fact is, if I have a crusty attitude, if I have an attitude of maybe anger, I'm going to attract more angry people and more situations that cause me anger. They're headed to me. And the reason is, this universe is inclusion-based. Whatever we look at and think about, dwell on, or imagine, or envision, more of it is coming to us. That's how it works. So, and we can talk, when, if we have time, you tell me when, we can talk about what the God energy is, how it flows to us, and how it sort of trickles to us when we're having an attitude that's not so great.
I think we need to talk about it right now, because what you're talking about is so absolutely significant and important, you know, to really understand how the forces of the universe work. And, you know, Linda, sometimes don't you think, I don't know about you, but don't you think that we sometimes believe that we have no influence at all, that we're just, you know, a couple of small peas in a pod?
We're puppets. Feels like being a puppet, doesn't it?
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, and I like to call it living by default. There's nothing worse than, it's sort of like getting a car, knowing that the brakes aren't so great, and taking a chance that, well, you know, I might make it to my destination or where I need to be, and I might have some trouble along the way, and I'll deal with it as it comes up. And I say, whoa, be clear about what you want before you get in that car so that it happens the way you want it to happen. Stop just taking whatever the universe may be handing you and accepting it. The universe is waiting for you to tell it, or your guides, or God, it's all the same thing. It is our force energy that's flowing to us and through us. It's waiting for you to program it, so to speak. Tell God what you want. Tell your guides how you would like your day to go. And don't yell at your guides and blame them for things. The reason we have free will, and you'll catch it in every religion you could ever read, free will is, I have the opportunity to choose any thought that I want. It can be a thought that makes me feel good. It can be a thought that makes me depressed. But that thought is going to attract more of the same to me. And that's free will. That is true free will. So guess what? When we start shifting our thoughts and our attitude, what starts to come to us changes dramatically. And you can test the universe all you want, and you'll see that it'll work every single time. When you get in alignment with it, can't be in a defensive mode. Got to soften how you're feeling and say, okay, I'm going to learn a new way of attracting things into my life by changing my attitude. There's something else I want to say, Pat.
Yes.
I have the ability, and I am so thankful that I do, that I can see energy. I don't always see energy, but oftentimes when I've lined up and queued in and I've meditated, it's easy for me to see the patterns of energy that surround people. And things. And they are beautiful, and they look like a kaleidoscope. Well, these patterns go out into the universe and match up other patterns like it and bring it back to me and to you and to things and to others. And so when we realize the power that our attitude holds, it's creating beautiful patterns around you and sailing out to the universe to bring you more of the same, that is very powerful.
Linda, you know, when we look at energy and you see these, can you describe for our listeners what you see? I mean, when I hear what you're saying, I have a particular view of how an energy looks. But, you know, let's say that you're looking at two different people, right, and they're in the room with you and you meet them. One of them has a certain look to their energy, and the other one has a different look. One of them is upbeat, positive attitude, really believing in the slide and glide of life. The other one is a little bit downtrodden, maybe just not feeling like, you know, there's anything in the glass, let alone being half empty and half full. How would each of those energies look to you?
To me. And that's a good question of how they look to me, because I am interpreting it may be different than someone else who has an ability like I do, and maybe the energy shows up differently. I know how it looks to me, and so let me describe this because it really is a beautiful thing. They are geometric patterns that are moving just like a kaleidoscope. If you look through one and you see the geometric patterns, that is what's happening right in front of my physical eyes. And when someone is happy, blissful state, excited about maybe having a reading, what it looks to me is most of the time their energy and those patterns are moving smoothly, easily. They're filling in. They're getting bigger. It's faster. As I talk to them and they receive the information, it just gets broader and expands like crazy around them. When I speak with someone who, let's say, lost someone they love dearly and just can't feel like they have them around them anymore, the energy is very slow. They still have patterns. But what's interesting is the patterns, I would say, don't look as beautiful. It doesn't mean they're not beautiful, but they seem more simplistic. They're just not as detailed and as defined as those who are really open to new ideas and creativity in their life. And so, but it changes as I speak with them. If I'm able to find the person they're looking for in spirit and I give them a simple message from them, almost instantaneously it changes their energy back to what I would call a more normal state.
Why do you believe so many people right now are looking for answers?
I think the number one reason is our media. I feel that we are being bombarded everywhere with things that do not feel good and things that are negative. Look out for that. Watch out for those. We have pedophiles. We're naming every single one of them. We're talking about the bombs that are dropping. We're talking about all the wars. We're talking about the state of our economy. And I say, none of those have to affect you the way they are affecting you if you turn them off, if you choose something else, if you decide to meditate in the morning instead of turning on your news like we've spoken about in other shows. So the reason people are asking more now than ever is we have more life force energy flowing to us now than we ever have, because there's more of us who are getting clear and saying, wait a minute, there must be answers to why I'm here, and people want to know. But when we're in a place of attitude that's slower and lower, we can't reach and have access to the answers that we're looking for. So we're pulling in all this energy, and then it sort of gets stuck. Kind of feels like pinching off a garden hose that has water running through it, and it comes out as headaches, stomach aches, cancer, throat problems, back aches. It happens. It shows up physically on us when our attitude needs a bit of an adjustment.
Well, we're just warming up here on the Dr. Pat Show. Linda Dickinson is in the house. If you want to connect with us, connect with Linda. If you want to find out what she's seeing in your energy, in your immediate moment of question, 866-472-5787 is our call-in number here, 866-472-5787. And we're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to be talking about attitude and living life to the max. What can you do when people mistreat you? What can you do when things in life actually happen to you? How do we flip that around? Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show.
Tides that I tried to swim against put me down upon my knees. Oh, I beg and please.
Talk, talk, talk. That's all we do is talk.
Yeah!
If you'd like to talk, call us toll free right now at 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787.
That's it.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Is Egypt calling you? Join Dr. Friedemann Schaub and Danielle Rama Hoffman for an initiatory journey to Egypt, May 2010. Picture yourself meditating in the Great Pyramid, cruising down the Nile on a private sailing yacht, and exploring ancient temples in exclusive visits. For a journey that expands your consciousness and opens your heart, call 866-903-6463 or visit EgyptIsCalling.com.
Are you struggling with and overwhelmed by elder care issues? Go to Google and type in elder care. You will find almost 4 million entries. Where do you go from here? Enter Barbara Friesner and AgeWise Living. This program will focus on elder care issues, one at a time. You'll receive the skills, knowledge, and practical information necessary to help you help your aging loved one, as well as yourself. AgeWise Living with Barbara Friesner is broadcast live every Tuesday morning at 10 a.m. Eastern Time, 7 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Variety Channel.
What does it take to succeed in America today? In this changed world, success requires a new way of thinking, a new way of doing things, and a new strategy of being and becoming. Benny Harris can take you from the brink of possibility to the path of infinite probability. He'll help you learn to rely on and believe in your unlimited power and potential. As a life success consultant, Benny can help you make the quantum leap from ordinary to extraordinary. What it takes to succeed in America today with your host, Benny Harris. Listen Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, noon Pacific, on Voice America. Stop wasting time. Get what you want. Live your dream life. The Dream Big Revolution. Imagine having more freedom, better health, more money, happiness. Could your business be more successful? Unless you're living the life you want, you're wasting precious time. Your life is too valuable to waste. Let Leanne Hilgers help you find health, wealth, and happiness. Listen in and live your dream life. Join the Dream Big Revolution. Tune in every Tuesday at noon Eastern Time, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, on the Seventh Wave Network.
Stimulating talk,
it gets those synapses in your brain inspired really fast.
All the time.
The number one internet talk station where your opinion counts. VoiceAmerica.com.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. If you have a question or comment, call us toll free at 866-472-5788. Now back to the program. Here's Dr. Pat Basile.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the show. We're actually going to be doing readings during this show with Linda Dickinson. So if you want to call in and connect and have a question for her, 866-472-5787, anytime during this show. Linda Dickinson is joining us here today, renowned psychic medium, radio host, and much more. Her website is inmyfuture.com. And for those of you that call in, we will actually be gifting a 15-minute free session with Linda, and you will know that that is well enough because of how absolutely incredible and laser she is. Today we're talking about attitude, and I love it when Linda and I can just chat, can talk about what it means to be able to create shifts in our lives. Before the break, Linda, I was talking about some of the things that happen to us in our lives. You know, there are things every day that happen to us. And so how do we deal with some of those, what do I want to call them? Some of those things that most of us call trauma and crisis.
Well, let's talk about maybe someone who's been mistreated at work. And
oh,
even at
okay,
home,
that's a good one. I can relate to that.
They're being mistreated, and it just seems not right. And the more they talk about it, the more it's happening to them. And maybe we're not understanding where it's coming from, because if you were sitting in my office or we were speaking on the telephone on a session and someone said to me, hey, Linda, I'm being mistreated everywhere. My father doesn't treat me right. My boyfriend mistreats me all the time, and my boss is just downright cruel to me. It's the poor me attitude. And if I said to this person, you need an attitude adjustment, they'd probably walk out or hang up.
No kidding.
So of course, right? But
I've done it.
The news bulletin is, when you adjust your tuner to how you want it to be, when you adjust your attitude, it adjusts what starts to come to you, including a nicer boss, a kinder, gentler boyfriend or girlfriend. So what we're saying is, listen, if I could win the lottery, then everything would be better. And what I have to offer you is you got to feel better before you could win the lottery or to have a better mate in your life. And so this attitude adjustment is to really help you. So to say to somebody, listen, someone's mistreating you, you need to change your attitude, doesn't sound right. But when you get to the basic core of how the universe works, you realize that it's within you that changes. Remember how we hear in a lot of religions the kingdom of God is within you? Well, it truly is. It is the life, God life energy that's running through you, streaming through you, second by second, reading you, and adjusting what's coming to you or not coming to you according to how you're feeling. So what I really want to talk about is that instruction manual that we come with when we're born. And often people say, don't have one, never had one, don't know where I'm going, don't know what to do in my life. The instruction manual is in your solar plexus. It's that gut feeling. It's the fire in your belly. It is the great guidance of your guides from within you saying to you, I'm here, I'm with you, and I'm telling you in every single moment of your life, whatever you're thinking about, whoever you're talking to, whatever decision you're making, whatever you're about to do, if it feels good in the belly, if it feels good in the solar plexus, it's going to be a great result for you. But if it doesn't feel good, you have to trust that the timing is off. It's not the right decision. You need to wait a while. If you trust that inner guidance, because people always say to me, I feel so lonely. And I say to them, we're never alone. Pay attention to the inside. We keep looking outside of ourselves for the answers and asking other people to behave differently and change their attitudes when, in fact, all we have to do is fine-tune our own, and then things start to change.
I wanted to ask you about this because, you know, you work with so many people, Linda. They come to you with numerous questions. I've heard them on radio, and I can only imagine, you know, what kind of traffic comes through, you know, your telephone in terms of people really wanting to work with you and to get some guidance. You know, sometimes it's hard to hear the lesson, and yet we now have a multi-billion dollar market in reality television, which is all about attitude. You know, and not the attitude you and I are talking about. You know what I'm saying?
I do. Yeah.
You know, it's not about the nice person winning and all the time. It's about sensationalization and, you know, a lot of fluff and not too much meat. But we need to really bring the meat back in our lives, don't we?
We do. And, you know, I love that you bring up the reality TV because it is the different side. It may be what some people who are listening are asking. Wait a minute. I see people on reality TV that have awful attitudes and they win or they get what they want. And I would say that is because their desire and their intention and their focus is so much on the result of what they want, nothing can break that loose. They are in charge. Doesn't matter what their attitude, it's overcoming and overriding every other aspect of their life because within them they see as if they've already won. So they win.
So when we take a look at carving out that amazing life that we want, and what I want to talk with you about is sort of counter to what a lot of folks in our position are saying, Linda. You know, when the movie The Secret came out, there were so many people that really dissed it. I mean, there are people that are dissing it now. I was not one of those people. And the reason I was not one of those people was because, you know, my best friend's niece, who had been struggling most of her life with ADD, ADHD, you know, somehow the school introduced them to the movie The Secret. And she got to hear some things that she never heard before about possibilities. And I wanted to ask you about how to create an unlimited possibility attitude.
That's such a great way to put that, Pat.
I came ready for today's show.
You did, and I can't wait to answer this. And I would say for most of the people who are out there listening right now, the easiest way to start, because we can't sit still with ourselves and it's hard to close our eyes and meditate because we start thinking about needing lettuce at the grocery store and how mean my boss was and what I got to do later on and the lawn is 2 feet high. So sometimes meditation isn't always the first answer. The first answer is getting a vision board, getting one of those boards at Walmart or Kmart or one of your local retail stores big enough, and I would say get it maybe at least a 2-foot by 3-foot size cork board. Put it somewhere where you go by it every single day and start cutting out things, people, situations, experiences that you're finding in magazines, ads on your computer, anything you can print and put up there that is meaningful to you in a way that it's going to bring you something like it. Start there to change your attitude. See people smiling. Cut out a picture of maybe a husband and wife or some mates who are really happy, holding hands, and you can feel the love between them. Cut it out if that's what you're looking for in a relationship and pop it up on your vision board, because when we have instilled within us a vision of what we're wanting and it becomes familiar within us, it must become ours. So that's an easy way to have a little bit of fun, whether we're 3 years old or whether we're 90, to start cutting things out, especially like we used to when we were kids, putting them up on a board. The power behind a vision board is absolutely amazing. I'm going to give you a good example. I have a dear friend who is an inspirational speaker. She's very good at what she does. She does a lot of hospice work, speaks for nurses and doctors often. She was invited, well, she told me last year that she put the Dalai Lama up on her vision board. And she chuckled, saying, yeah, someday. And I said, yeah, I believe for sure that you will be able to see him. She has been invited, I think it's in Tennessee very soon from now, to have lunch with the Dalai Lama. Now, what would the odds be?
Wow.
She had a desire. She believed in the man. She loved his morals and values. And the universe brought it to her out of a phone call, out of the blue, is what she said. And I say, it's never out of the blue. It happened because you had a vision and a desire that you held. And all she simply did was put it up on her vision board last year.
Well, one of the things that we really don't understand is visualization. Can you say a little bit about that? I mean, this is a big conversation in itself. And, you know, honestly, I think that was part of the problem, you know, that happened with people that saw the movie The Secret. You know, it had to do with how do you take it to the next step? You know, what is it about visualization that works, Linda?
Yeah. Well, first of all, as we're speaking here and everybody who's listening, we all know what a basketball looks like, yes?
Yeah.
Well, you just saw that with your third eye. You had your eyes open. You're looking at reality. There's no basketball in front of you, but you saw it with your third eye. That is how I teach people how to envision anything, because oftentimes people will say to me, I can't see stuff in my mind. I just can't get there. Well, start with something small. What does a baseball look like? What does a basketball look like? With your eyes open, if you have the ability to do that, you are already envisioning. So let's talk a little bit about it, because the power behind picturing anything in your mind is the feeling behind it. So if, for example, I wanted a new home, and I could picture what the living room looked like. I could picture what the bedrooms looked like. It had a walkout basement, had a nice flat driveway. But as you can feel, it feels flat. I just feel, okay, I have facts in my mind, not helping me at all. But instead, if I'm walking through that new home, and when I open up the front door, there's 10-foot ceilings, more sun shining through into that living room than I've ever experienced in my life, and in the backyard is a beautiful perennial garden, now I'm starting to feel the emotion, the energy and motion behind the idea. It is that powerful, fueled-up motion that sends it out quickly to the universe and brings it to me. But if I'm not feeling that, if I'm just doing some affirmations and every day and every way I'm getting better and better and better and blah, 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 but I'm not excited, I'm not feeling the emotion, it's not going to bring anything, not quickly anyway. So
yeah, exactly. I mean, this is what we're going to be talking about when we come back from break. How do you get revved up? Mm. How do you get yourself in that place where emotionally you are aligned with what you want? Not emotionally disempowered, but emotionally empowered. Linda Dickinson is my very special guest today. For more information about Linda, inmyfuture.com. Inmyfuture.com. Call her. Get yourself scheduled for a reading. Everyone is doing that. 1-800-206-9096 to get to Linda directly and her line so you can schedule a long reading. 1-800-206-9096. If you want a reading during this show, we've made it easy for you. It is our toll-free number, 866-472-5787. We'll be right back with the emotional roller coaster.
Tides that I tried to swim against brought me down upon my knees. Oh, I beg and please sing him. Come back.
News. Opinion.
Your voice counts. Call toll-free 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787. VoiceAmerica.com.
Is it really true that nearly half of all marriages end in divorce? Get the answers to this and other questions about relationships on Relationship Radio with Jim Duzak. The program's devoted to marriage, divorce, midlife dating, and men-women relationships in general. Jim and his guest experts will have plenty of information, insights, and advice for you, all as part of a lively and wide-ranging discussion about today's relationships. You can listen Friday afternoons at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern, for Relationship Radio with Jim Duzak on Voice America.
Are you feeling a little lost, powerless to overcome your challenges? Dawn Stansfield is a compassionate healer and intuitive messenger who focuses on your self-empowerment by examining current day circumstances, whether they are past, present, or future. She offers practical tools to help you overcome difficult situations and move forward in your life path. For a private consultation, contact Dawn today at 425-453-8180 or visit dawnsvision.com.
Total career success. What does it mean to you? World Talk Radio presents a radio program dedicated to help you achieve your career goal. Even in times of economic uncertainty, you can achieve your financial goals. Whether you're a college grad, new in the working environment, or a top-level executive, you will benefit from the practical and proven advice on job search and career advancement. Join Ken and Cheryl Dawson every Monday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern, for total career success on World Talk Radio.
Reiki, Balancing Form and Essence, hosted by Reiki Master Phyllis Lei Forimoto, brings to the Seventh Wave Network this worldwide human art form. Join Phyllis every Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time as she shares her experiences from around the globe and helps you to understand the effects of living in conscious relationship with the energy of Reiki. Reiki, Balancing Form and Essence, every Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time on the Seventh Wave Network.
The Internet's number one talk station. Number one talk station. VoiceAmerica.com.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. If you have a question or comment, call us toll-free at 866-472-5788. Now back to the program. Here's Dr. Pat Basile.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the show. It is so great to have you join us here. I'm telling you, Linda Dickinson is in the house. We're talking about attitude, but more importantly, we're talking about living life full out. As Linda would say, living life to the max. And I want to welcome you all here for more information about us, the Dr. Pat Show, so you can find out in advance about what we've got going on. Just go to www.thedrpatshow.com. or drpatlive.com. That's drpatlive.com. For Linda, I want to make sure you know how to get a hold of her. If you want to, call her and make sure you get scheduled for a complete empowerment reading, then you should just write this number down, 1-800-206-9096. 800-206-9096. The website is inmyfuture.com. And you'll find out lots about her. Linda, thank you for joining us here today.
Oh, it's my pleasure. You know, when we were off air, Pat, you and I were talking about attitudes again, and
yes.
I wanted to bring up a good example for people if I could.
Perfect.
Especially people who are really stuck, that it seems like nothing in their life is going right, or most of the things in their life is not going right, and they say, this isn't working for me, I can't do this, it's the universe treats me differently. And please remember that everybody is treated the same. It's free will, free thought, your choice of what you're going to think of. But here's a good example to just sort of break it down. We brush our teeth twice a day, sometimes three times a day, depending on who we are. And if we brushed them just once, it would be good for just that day. But it is the continuing of and the progression of taking care of our teeth, which over a long period of time gives you good results. And so it's the same with practicing envisioning or imagining or making up a different story in your mind. You can't do it once or twice and have results that would be long-lasting. And I know because when I speak to someone, my guys always tell me they're practicing it or they're not practicing it or it's the inconsistency of it. So I know the answer before I ask them. And then I simply ask, how often are you spending and how much time are you spending envisioning? And they'll say, oh, I've got my list. It's in my drawer. I look at it probably once a month. Not going to work. If you want to change your life, you got to spend maybe 10 minutes a day in an excited mode of wanting what you want and feeling as if it already is, of having that attitude of how you would like it to be. It doesn't happen overnight. It is progressive and expansive, and when it starts to turn around, the motion forward is huge.
When we take a look at the motion forward, and let's take a look at that for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
What's really interesting, Linda, and I want to jump to the economy right now, because there are many people that think they don't have a way
to help shift the energy around that. Well, we weren't one of them. We came out in January and we made a statement that, you know, conversation about poor economy and so forth and so on would start to diminish by March. And in fact, it did. You know, we actually talked about on the show the rise in the stock market. And, you know, we called our listeners in to join in the conversation of holding absolute abundance for everyone. Mm. And the question then comes up, when we're in conversation with our loved ones, our family, especially those folks that we know may have been affected by the economy, what can you suggest?
Yeah, if they're affected in a very big way, and I can feel what you're asking me here, we have to tread lightly at first. And the most important thing, first of all, is always in my life, whether I'm working or I'm out on the street taking a walk, if someone is asking for help, then they're open to receiving the answer. If instead they're not really asking, they just want you to hear them complain, and it's the same complaints every time, you could talk till you're blue in the face, and nothing will change except for that your attitude will slip, because now you'll be frustrated with them, and now you're slipping. So please remember, all of you who are listening, if someone really wants to change, they'll be asking, maybe not verbally, but they'll be saying to you, listen, I need to feel better about where I am. Can you help me? Can you just talk to me? Because whenever I talk to you, I feel better. Those are the keys to, I'm open to receiving something new. Everything I've tried hasn't worked. So that would be the first step in all of that. The second step would be, I would strip them of everything. I would say to them, if we had a catastrophic event in the world, we no longer had computers, the banks were gone, everything was basically rubble, there was nothing to go to except for most of the homes are down from earthquakes, there's no electricity, there's nothing. Wouldn't it change what was important and of value to you in your life? And wouldn't it start to help you to realize why we came here in the first place? We all love things to make us feel better and to make things easier, but all of this state that we're in of electronics has made us think and do and act quicker than ever before, when really our nature is not to want to have to do that. So when we get back to the basics and we think about, okay, then my life would be more about, I just want to survive. I don't have to worry about my mortgage payment. My house is gone and the bank can't call me because they're gone. So when we strip ourselves down and we feel more in control of what's my next step, perception changes, and when our perception changes, things start to get a little better.
Well, and you know, this is part of how we can all sort of, you know, band together in a way to help each other. You know, for you, Linda, what have been some of your greatest challenges, some of the things that you've had to look at and then move beyond? Because, you know, I interview a lot of people, and, you know, what I have found is, a person that comes on the show, someone like yourself, that has such wisdom, has usually had some incredible experiences along the way.
Mm-hmm. Well, my young life, and my perception is very different than it used to be. Like you said, I was crusty then. my mother had suffered depression for most of her life when I was young. So it didn't feel like there was a mother figure for me. So what I did was I went outside of my family. I found my close friends who had moms and dads, and I could do things with them. So instead of sitting and worrying about the fact that my mother was depressed, I reached out somewhere else to experience life and expand my world. So that was sort of my outlet, was my neighbors and my friends. And I couldn't wait to get to school because there was activity and there was energy, and I didn't feel that as much as at home. My mother loves me dearly. And, in fact, now that she's 80, she's doing better than she's ever done in her life because she's learning, as we all are. So depression affected me in that I felt alone, but not for long. It taught me independence. It taught me that I can control what's going to come to me next, and if watching my mother being depressed didn't feel good, I'm going for a walk. I'm going to go find my friends. I'm going to do something new and good that's going to make me smile and feel good. I knew that was the right answer. It just resonated for me. Another example, when I was in my early teens and really sensing the energy around me, I was so sensitive to it. It was affecting my physical body in ways that I couldn't explain. I was always at the doctor's. I was certain I had brain tumors and cancer. I had artery problems, heart issues. I had everything in the book, first of all, because I was looking it all up. And secondly, I needed someone to answer why my body was feeling differently than most people seem to be feeling. So I was trying to justify all these sensitivities when, in fact, what I have found over time and what my guides have explained to me is that I was summoning my guides and summoning the energy so much my body couldn't quite handle it. It's sort of like tossing somebody into a dryer and turning it on. You just can't get still enough to feel like, okay, I'm going to be okay. This is just about energy. I thought it was something much more than the energy. I thought I was dying. So I had some major issues with that. I would have called myself a hypochondriac for probably 4 or 5 years in my late teens.
So, Linda, all of this really is a conversation that we're sharing with so many people about how we can lift ourselves up regardless of what's going on the outside. That's what you do so well. For those of you just tuning in, wow, what a show. Linda Dickinson joining us here today. This is one of these shows that many of you are going to want to put in your iPod or download through AOL, whatever that is. The conversation, though, is about empowerment. Linda, you're called the empowerment psychic. What does that mean to you? And how does that show up in the work you do?
Well, I do have the ability to quite accurately read people and tell them what's coming next in their lives. And I so appreciate that I have that ability to help people to see what's coming clearly in their lives so that they can learn to change it if they want. But more importantly, behind all that is the changing of things, that nothing is etched in stone. So the empowerment of me is that whatever power I have while I'm sitting here talking with you and all the listeners, that is flowing your way and getting you excited to realize that you can change anything. So a reading to me is facts that I see, roads that you're headed on. I choose the strongest possibility that I'm feeling around you because we all have many possibilities of all situations, whether it's finding a new job or finding a new mate. I pull the one that feels strongest where you're headed. And then if you don't like the answer, I'm going to teach you how to change it. And changing it is changing our attitude, getting more clear within our mind how we would like it to be so that what comes to us is different than what has been coming to us. That is truly my mission behind my work.
Well, we're going to talk more about how we take what Linda does and incorporate it into our lives. When we come back, we're going to be talking about some people that have worked with Linda, some people that, you know, she gets to talk with every day that work at changing their lives, that look at that glass and look at it absolutely full. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show.
Ask the experts. Call toll-free right now, 1-866-472-5787.
Hello?
And ask our all-star team to answer your questions. That's 1-866-472-5787.
Thank you for calling.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Are you tired of being overweight and nothing you try can get you to lose the weight and keep it off? What if there was a way to lose the weight that didn't involve dieting, buying other people's food, counting points, or having risky surgery? I'm Cheryl Manchester from Positive Changes Hypnosis to share some successes from people just like you. Janine Crosby lost 89 pounds in 10 months. Brenda Eckel lost 75 pounds and went from a size 22 to a size 8. She is completely free from her insulin for diabetes. Becky Miller lost 65 pounds and went from a size 18 to a 6. Bill Birdsong lost 105 pounds and a total of 14 inches off his waist. His pant size went from a 50 to a 36. Make a lasting change in your life. Call Positive Changes in Bellevue at 888-311-7157 to schedule a free consultation. That number again is 888-311-7157.
Margaret McElroy is an internationally recognized psychic, medium, and gifted spiritual teacher, graduating hundreds of students from five continents. a popular magazine and newspaper clairvoyant from nearly a dozen publishing houses, she's authored 8 books and hosted syndicated radio shows on over 30 stations around the world. Margaret says there's never been such a thirst for metaphysical knowledge. Check out her website at margaretmcelroy.com. That's Margaret, MCELROY.com.
The Internet's number one talk station. Number one talk station. VoiceAmerica.com.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. If you have a question or comment, call us toll-free at 866-472-5788. Now back to the program. Here's Dr. Pat Basile.
Welcome back, everyone. For more information about us, just check us out at drpatlive.com. Sign up for the newsletter, and you will find out in advance what the heck is going on with the show. For my very special guest today, Linda Dickinson, you can go to her website, inmyfuture.com, as I've said earlier, to sign up for a reading with her, 800-206-9096. You know, Linda, we've talked about a lot, and I know you get to see a lot of different people and help a lot of different people. How can we take what we've talked about today and capture it in real live examples of the power of your work?
Well, you know, the glass half full, glass half empty is a really good example, because how are we looking at whatever our experience in front of us is? And I can tell you, I have a local client, who over 20 years ago, her daughter was in a car accident, and she was completely paralyzed, not able to even speak. And
wow.
So she has spent the last 20 years in a wheelchair. People come to visit her and speak with her because we know she's receiving clearly what's going on. And the more often we can give her something outside of her to focus on, the more she'll smile and appreciate and still enjoy her life. But the story behind the story is that this dear woman whose child was in an accident decided to build a home across the street from one of our local hospitals called the Danielle House. That's the name of the daughter, Danielle. This
mm-hmm.
home is for someone, a family, who unfortunately may have experienced one of their children or a family member who had a major accident in our local area, and they had to come to this area not knowing anything about it. They could stay there overnight, walk over to the hospital, spend time with those who have been through it, and so she's in this process of helping to heal others through something that she understands fully from her own experience. And, you know, it's so powerful when we use our own experience to help others, because there's nothing like the true understanding than that. And that's what this woman has done for the last 20 years in her life. It has empowered her. It has brought her hope again. And she also feels that Danielle is a big part of that. And Danielle, of course, gets to meet everyone. So how amazing is that, that you get to come to an area of the unfortunate circumstance of an accident of someone you love and have an actual house to live in, to stay until your family loved one is able to recover out of the hospital, if they're fortunate to have that done. That's an amazing experience for someone, and never would this woman have ever created something had this not occurred to her daughter. She could have looked at this as the worst thing in the world. Life is over. My daughter will never experience marriage or children or family. But instead, she looked at the glass half full and said, how can I make this better? How can I draw this energy and use this energy I'm summoning in a way that's going to make people feel better? And boy, did she find a route.
Well, and let's talk about that, because that ability is available for every one of us.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, don't you think?
Isn't that what we're talking
about today? How to help everyone listening to this show to tap into that power.
Mm-hmm. And let's take the example of many people who have lost their job. Now, most people who have lost their job are fearful, concerned. If they're watching any of the media, there's not more jobs coming, there's less. So how is that going to benefit them? I'd be turning the TV off immediately, and I would be thinking, okay, this is a time for me to get clear. Hopefully I have unemployment on my side in the meantime. I'm going to sit more with myself. I'm going to talk nicer to myself. I'm going to think about the things I love to do. Think about the things that make me feel good. think about the things I'm good at that I could apply in my life and have a new chance and opportunity for career in a way that I never thought possible. That's a different way to look at the fact that we may have lost our job.
When we take a look at all of this, Linda, and step back from a minute, I wanted to ask you, you know, what is on the horizon? You know, what do you see for all of us at a global level? You know, we've talked a lot about individuals, and I do believe that what we do as individuals has an enormous impact on the larger picture.
But oh, yeah.
As, you know, from your point of view and reading energy and looking on the outside, you know, what are the messages you're getting?
Well, the mass consciousness, you are absolutely right. There is this huge thought form, for example, about the state of the economy. And for those of us who are saying, it's going to get better, it cycles through, it always does. If you look back in the past history, it cycles through. It always reclaims itself. It's just a matter of time. So to try your best to realize that these mass consciousness thought forms, when you tuck yourself into it by feeling it, by envisioning how you would prefer things to be, you have joined a huge communal group who are positive in their thought and knowing that good is coming. So there are those that you can tap into. Let me give you the opposite example.
Okay.
Let's say, are we cut for time? Or are we okay?
No, let's do it.
All right. Let's say we're going over the Golden Gate Bridge. And let's say that we've never had the experience of being fearful going over a bridge before, but for some odd reason this time, I have great fear. I'm in panic. What is that? Well, if you've had a situation more recently around your trip to the Golden Gate or any other bridge that was fearful in nature, doesn't have to be a bridge, could have been anything that may have happened. Maybe somebody robbed you. Maybe someone hit the back end of your car last week. Maybe someone mistreated you. But you were feeling vulnerable. So now you're attracting and connecting more into the thought form that exists, the mass consciousness about fear of going over a bridge. So you cued in and you tuned into it on your way over. And when I was younger, it would happen to me all the time. If I would get on an airplane, I'm not afraid to fly. But if someone else was, or there are more who are concerned about it because of things that have gone on, I pick it up and I start to feel it myself. So we need to be in control of what we want before we get to the bridge or the airplane and recall the result that we want so that we don't feel that.
I got to tell you, this is such an inspirational show, Linda. I mean, you know, your message is so extraordinary and powerful. And, you know, today's show, I don't know if everybody out there, I hope you feel what I'm feeling, because what you've introduced us to is empowered hope. And that's something we do not talk about. I love the word hope. I don't know why I love it. But what you've done today is you have introduced us to empowered hope. And what I want to say to you and ask you about is for the people that are listening to this live and the 10 times more people that will listen to it downloading it, what would you be able to say to them today so that they could live life to the max?
I would say look for something. If you're feeling bad or have an attitude of disgruntled of any nature whatsoever, look outside of you for something that seems worse than where you are and go to that and see it in a better perspective for the person that's going through it, and watch how it lifts you. So go somewhere that feels even worse off than you are, a situation, a place, go to a soup kitchen, go anywhere where you can help others, and watch how it will change what you are feeling, and you will realize the power that's within you. It's huge, and it's a small step to take, and anybody can do it, especially if I'm out of a job. There's no reason I shouldn't be in a soup kitchen helping somebody else. Watch what it does.
I got to tell you that that is such an amazing event to think about. We're doing an event in Seattle, by the way, and part of it is going to be to raise food for the food bank. So the first time that I've ever recalled, at least in the area I live in, Seattle, unheard of to run out of food for children, for babies. And so
wow.
I think that what we're talking about today is if everyone that was unemployed, and I have been unemployed, I know what I did when I moved to Seattle. I went and worked for the chicken soup brigade.
Mm-hmm.
It changed my life. Linda, that is a powerful, powerful message. Thank you so much for joining us here today. And let's give out your information.
Sure. My website, InMyFuture.com. And by the way, there is a download, free download to learn how to connect with your guides on there. And you can call me direct at 800-206-9096.
I got to tell you, what a phenomenal show. I want to thank you so much for joining me here today, Linda. Amazing. Thank you.
Always a pleasure, Dr. Pat.
Well, and then we're also going to be letting you know where you will be able to work with Linda in person. She's got some events coming up. Take care to be on the lookout for those. You've not quite seen anything like it. Stay tuned also for some very exciting shows Linda Dickinson and I are going to be doing together in the near future. We'll let you know on Twitter. We'll let you know in many, many, many ways. If you sign up for the newsletter at the Dr. Pat Show, very simply every week, you get to see the lineup. Remember what we talked about today. You know, you have the power to shift just about anything. Moving mountains is something that all of us get to do. Let that be the mountain of your true destiny. We'll see you next time, everyone. Have a great day.
Thank you for listening to The Dr. Pat Show, radio to thrive by. To contact Dr. Pat, visit thedrpatshow.com. Tune in next Thursday for another dynamic hour of The Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile.